Nashville, like most locales, is losing its accents. Distinctive voices are diffusing in a modern world with mass media and transient lifestyles. But WPLN's Blake Farmer introduces us to a 93-year-old who's keeping one sound of old Nashville alive.
Lineage is important to Mary Williams. Portraits hang on nearly every wall in her Green Hills townhome.
This is my ancestor wall here.
Some go back to the 1800s. Her grandfather poses in his Confederate Army uniform.
He rode with Nathan Bedford Forrest, which I used to be very proud to say. Now I'm a bit reluctant.
Williams has no shame talking about a Hume Fogg High School graduation photo. It's of her mother, who Williams credits with passing on the voice to her and her brother. One day, Williams went to court to watch her sibling, a prominent attorney, litigate a murder trial. The key witnesses were mothers.
He said, "Is there a sweeter word in the vocabulary than the word mother?" And that mother came out without the R entirely. And somewhere or another, it just struck me. I thought, oh, you sound just like mother.
Williams' voice has benefited and burdened her. In the early days of television, she'd show off jewelry or sausage for live commercials. But she never did the talking, though she tried out for a network gig.
And they were just lovely. It didn't hurt my feelings at all. But they both just gave me a hug and said, "Well, we love it. We'd love to take you back to New York. But you can't sell anything north of the Mason-Dixon line."
Did you ever try to change your voice?
No.
Nashville has a hodgepodge of Southern drawls, says linguist Rick Morris of MTSU. Williams' mother, for example, is more indicative of affluence. You'd hear just as many people saying mother.
It's nowhere near as distinct as you might find in Savannah, Georgia, New Orleans.
But Nashville's accent has still been ranked as one of the most welcoming in the country, up there with places like Charleston, South Carolina. Morris figures that's because those in the local tourism business ham it up a bit. But attractive accents have a way of perpetuating themselves.
I think charm would be the first step to longevity.
Around 1980, Mary Williams started a tour company. She'd tell stories and share legends over the intercom of charter buses full of country music fans. Then competing tour guides started copying her accent, which she says their bosses didn't like.
And they said, "Don't mimic Mary."
If there's anyone you'd expect to sound like Mary Williams, it would be her kids. She is their mother, after all. But no, the generational ties are no match for the accent-flattening forces all around us. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.